Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the USMAF, talking about optimism for 2021 in just a moment. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Get protected with Altacid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altacid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
Purple Wave Auction is selling more than 480 items in a vehicle and equipment auction on April 21st. Bid now on ATV and UTVs, passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, RVs, tractors, trailers, skid steers, generators, and more. Each item will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, April 21st. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Our own Casey Shepard had the chance to sit down virtually and talk with Dan Hallstrom, President, CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, about where we are right now on meat exports, beef and pork exports here in 2021. The first couple of months, we've already got the numbers in the books for, and we're tracking pretty close to the first quarter of last year at this point, but we're a little bit behind. Hallstrom tells Shepard, all in all, it looks like 2021 still is shaping up to be a really good year.
Well, are you still optimistic about 2021 so far?
I think we are. Yeah, we're still forecasting. We knew the first quarter year on year with large numbers in 2020 in the first quarter. We knew that this year would probably not show as well year on year. But for the year on beef, we're still looking at a 10-11% growth rate, which would be a new record. And on pork, we're looking at, you know, a much smaller growth rate, 1 or 2%, but that would still be a new record over last year's record. So, you know, one other thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, Japan in particular continues to show strong growth. We're down a bit, but still last year was a big year. China, you know, you look at the beef side, we're setting records. You know, we were 8,600 tons for China in the month of February, compared to 530 tons a year ago. And you know, pork is down, but we still had a 70,000 ton month in the month of February, which is still a very, very large number. So I think the overall dynamics, the demand is very, very strong, very solid, as long as we can get it shipped to the point of congestion we talked about earlier. I think it's still a pretty good scenario for growth this year.
Hallstrom acknowledges that one of the things that's helping create some confidence in the U.S. to help get folks back to restaurants and help pick up on beef demand in that sector is, of course, the vaccination program underway. He says, unfortunately, we're not quite as far along in getting the populations vaccinated in some of the key markets that we sell a lot of meat into.
A lot of our key global markets are not nearly as far along as the U.S. in terms of vaccination rates. The last numbers I saw, the U.S. was somewhere in the neighborhood of 25-30% vaccinated or on the way with the first dose. Places like Japan and Korea and Philippines, it's 1%. So, you know, it's going to take some time.
And Dan Hallstrom does believe that the hope of the vaccine is creating optimism in some of these key countries.
These countries, these consumers are well aware that vaccine is coming. It just isn't totally implemented yet in some of these countries. So there is a definite feeling of hope there that's very positive. So yeah, I think once these vaccination schedules in some of these countries, like a Japan, like a Korea, like a Mexico, once it starts to get implemented a little bit more, it'll pick up steam and there'll be increased confidence, no doubt about it.
Top hired hand of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.